ಶ್ರುತೀನಾಂ ಸೂತ್ರಾಣಾಂ ಸ್ಮೃತಿ ನಿಖಿಲ ವೇದಾನುವಚಸಾಂ ಪರಂ ಹಾರ್ದಂ ಯುಕ್ತಂ ಅಖಿಲ ಚಿದಚಿದ್ ಭಿನ್ನಮಪಿ ಚ ಅಭಿನ್ನಂ ಸ್ವಾಭಾವ್ಯಾದ್ ಗುಣಿಜ ಪರಮಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಗಮಿದಂ ಸಮಾಧಿಷ್ಟಂ ಯೈಸ್ತಾನ್ ಅಭಿ ಸತತಮಿಹಿಡೇ ಗುರುವರಾನ್. ವಿಗತ ಸಕಲ ಭೇದಂ ಸ್ವಪ್ರಕಾಶೇನ ವೇದ್ಯಂ ಹೃದಿ ಬಹಿ ಪರಿಪೂರ್ಣಂ ಶಾಂತಬೋಧಸ್ವಭಾವಂ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ವಿಕೃತಿಹೀನಂ ಬಂಧಮುಕ್ತ್ಯೋರ್ವಿಭಿನ್ನಂ ಹೃದಿ ಕಲಯ ಸದಾ ತ್ವಂ ಶುದ್ಧಬುದ್ಧ್ಯಾ ಚ ಭಕ್ತ್ಯಾ. ವಿಗತ ಸಕಲ ಭೇದಂ ಸ್ವಪ್ರಕಾಶೇನ ವೇದ್ಯಂ ಹೃದಿ ಬಹಿ ಪರಿಪೂರ್ಣಂ ಶಾಂತಬೋಧಸ್ವಭಾವಂ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ವಿಕೃತಿಹೀನಂ ಬಂಧಮುಕ್ತ್ಯೋರ್ವಿಭಿನ್ನಂ ಬಂಧಮುಕ್ತ್ಯೋರ್ವಿಮುಕ್ತಂ ಹೃದಿ ಕಲಯ ಸದಾ ತ್ವಂ ಶುದ್ಧಬುದ್ಧ್ಯಾ ಚ ಭಕ್ತ್ಯಾ. ಮದೀಯ ಹೃದಯಾಕಾಶೇ ಸದಾನಂದಮಯೋ ಗುರುಃ ಉದೇತು ಸತತಂ ಸಮ್ಯಕ್ ಅಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಾರುಣಃ. ಹರಿಃ ಓಂ, ಹರಿಃ ಓಂ, ಹರಿಃ. ಸರ್ವವೇದಾಂತ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಗೋಚರಂ ತಮಗೋಚರಂ ಗೋವಿಂದಂ ಪರಮಾನಂದಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಂ ಪ್ರಣದೋಸ್ಮ್ಯಹಂ. ಸರ್ವವೇದಾಂತ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಗೋಚರಂ ತಮಗೋಚರಂ ಗೋವಿಂದಂ ಪರಮಾನಂದಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಂ ಪ್ರಣತೋಸ್ಮ್ಯಹಂ. ವಿವೇಕ ಚೂಡಾಮಣಿ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಎ ಡೈಲಾಗ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಎ ಸದ್ಗುರು ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಎ ಸೀಕರ್, ಎ ಶಿಷ್ಯ. ವಿ ಜನರ್ಲಿ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಆಫ್ ಗುರು, ಸದ್ಗುರು, ಎಟ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ. ವಾಟ್ ಡಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಮೀನ್? ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಗುರು ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಸದ್ಗುರು, ಎಸ್ಪೆಷಲಿ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಕಾಂಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್, ಇನ್ ದ ಕಾಂಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಪರ್ಸೂಟ್, ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ವಿಸ್ಡಮ್, ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಷನ್, ಗೈಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಲೈಕ್. So Viveka Chudamani gives a beautiful description of a Sadguru. Anybody and everybody cannot become a Sadguru unless he embodies a certain measure of sublimity on the one hand, wisdom also on the other. And the wisdom should not merely be a concentric spiritual wisdom or wisdom of the soul. It should also be a kind of a comprehensive one. After all, if he is a Sadguru, many seekers will approach him. And each seeker will have his own background. He will have his quest, predilections, tendencies, background. And everyone will have his own doubt, inquiry, special fascinations. Taking all these account, the Sadguru must be able to treat the inquiry and quest of everyone and satisfy him, give him the right direction without getting angry, without getting irritable, at the same time without feeling insufficient before anybody. So it is better that a Sadguru becomes not merely experientially knowledgeable, he also should become textually knowledgeable. When I started this Mukti Sudhakaram telecast in Asianet, initially itself lakhs and millions of people were listening. And some people used to write to me, especially some old ladies, 60s, 70s, etc. When they were making some enquiries, I was amazed. So much of wisdom is there in the masses. Their questions were very, very strange and stimulating questions, rare also. So in verse number 33, Shankara presents the description of a Sadguru. Shrotriyo avrijino akamahato yo brahmavittamah brahmanyuparadashyamdo nirindhanayivanalaha ahetukadayasindhuhu bandhuranamatam sadam. Ahetuka daya sindhuhu bandhuranamatam sadam. A Sadguru will be one, he will be an ocean of mercy which starts flowing without any reason or special provocation. Ahetuka daya sindhuhu, but bandhuranamatam sadam. He will act as a friend and benefactor only to those people who come and prostrate before him and seek his guidance and instruction. He will not act as a benefactor or a guide unless he is specifically sought by a seeker in all humility. Bandhuranamatam sadam. During our conversation, sometimes I used to say, even recently I told Ma, Bandhuranamatam sadam. Let us not say anything or interfere in any manner unless we are specifically sought. That restriction or edified sublimity the Sadguru will have, must have, and he does have. You may not know that he is a great man unless you go to him and seek answers. He should generally be Shrotriyaha. The word Shrotriya means he must know our scriptures, particularly Vedanta and the Upanishads. The text associated with Vedanta, one is Brahma Sutras, another is Bhagavad Gita. All the three together constitute Prasthanatrayam, the threefold Vedantic texts. He must know them. Avrijanaha. The word vrijana means sin. Avrijanaha means he should not be sinful. What does it mean? It is better that he has a good and a benign life where you don't have anything to point to as this was bad and this is wrong, etc. So he must generally conform to a good pattern of life. And not only that, before he became a guru also, it is better that he has a benign life. Akamahataha. He should not have any kind of a desire biting his mind. There should be no motivation, extra fascination, compulsion, any kind of an entrapment in his mind. He should not try to use his disciples. He should not have an ambition to build an ashram even. If an ashram comes, it's okay. I always used to say, we were involved in some good construction, huge construction. I always used to say, whoever began the construction, he will see that it is completed. I don't have any botheration, I used to say. It is very difficult to have a zero position in your mind. I would like to call it akartrutva and abhoktrutva. No feeling of doership, enjoyership and sufferership. When you have a zero position, you will find when you are a zero, you become a hero. Not a man of ambition. When the mind reaches a zero position, you will find it becomes fit for writing anything, for doing anything. Invariably, providence, chance and God will pick him up to do something great and lasting. Ordinary people cannot do it. This morning I told you, Rishayaha Kshina Kalmashaha. A man becomes a rishi when the kalmasha, the taint of the mind, completely goes away and he becomes clean. To become a rishi is not at all difficult. You don't have to grow your beard and have a rudrakshamala even. See that your mind is clean. You should need nothing from the world to give you delight or fulfillment. Your mind should constantly start generating the joy and contentment, fullness and abundance that you seek all by itself inwardly. And the mind is capable of doing it. Akamahataha yo brahmavittamaha. Even in the knowledge of Brahman, it's not enough. I meditate. You know, I meditate every day. And for 1 hour, I am wrapped up. He is not a brahmavittama. A brahmavittama means brahmavit, brahmavittaraha, brahmavittamaha. It means that he is always brahmic knowledge personified. The knowledge of Brahman doesn't rise and set. It does not undulate also. You may walk up and down, you may participate in Olympic Games, marathon race, etc. Even then you tell me, the jiva in you, does it increase or decrease at any point of time? Similarly, once you know Brahman, once you know the self, that knowledge that I am the self, you don't have to remind yourself. I am what I am. Is there anybody who has been reminding himself about I am, I am, I am? Do you remind yourself about the I? Now he has known the I. That knowledge will be constantly remaining in him without any invitation, without any special treatment. So constantly abiding in the self, and there is no question of forgetting the self, distancing from the self, blinking, nothing. Brahmanyuparatashyamto nirindhana ivanalaha. He must be completely resting in Brahman. The mind and the intelligence must rest in Brahman. Shantaha, as a result of which he must become very peaceful, quiescent and quiet. Nirindhana ivanalaha. Blazing fire, which has already burned all firewood, and finding nothing more to burn, it remains concealed in the ashes. Nobody will know that there is fire. If you touch it, you will get burnt. So having exhausted whatever he wanted to, in the form of search, in the form of finding, in the form of attaining the supreme note of realization, after having done all that, he becomes quiet. Then, as an ocean of mercy, which knows no cause for flowing, for expressing, he moves about in this world, but befriending all those, only those who come to him and seek his help or guidance. You know, I have chanted these words several times. I don't have to cultivate these qualities. People are asking me how to cultivate. I chant these words and I become that if I have not become. Nothing else, no effort. You won't believe it, isn't it? Huh? Acha, when you read a shloka and understand it, what does it mean? You are understand it to be encased in a library or an almira. When you read something and you understand, what is meant by understanding? Understanding means the intelligence imbibing whatever you have known. That is called understanding. When I learn 2 plus 3, 5, will the 5 remain outside or within me, always available? Huh? In the same manner here, if you start reading this, Shrotriyo avrijino akamahato. When I read akamahato, why am I reading it? Because I honor it, I value it, I cherish it. So I want to be nourished by it. I want to become that. So when I read it, understand it, that imbibing takes place. No other effort is required. If you want to have a virtue, love that virtue. Love it. Love it. Love it. When you love it, you imbibe it. About the good and the noble people of the world, knowers of truth, Shankara puts it beautifully. I like this verse so much. You know, I have become all that only by reading. Not reading is less, but learning and reciting perhaps, they are more. Shanta mahanto nivasanti santo vasanta vallokahitam charanta. Shanta mahanto nivasanti santo vasantavallokahitam charantah tirnasvayam bhimabhavarnavam janan ahetunanyanabhi tarayantah. When I say this, why is it that some of you are laughing? Laughing is good. You know, I have only read this verse. Nothing else I have done. Every time I read this verse, I develop an identity with it. Initially I read, then I learn. After learning, it comes to me by itself, whenever I want or even otherwise. Shanta mahamto nivasanti santo vasantaval lokahidam. Shanta mahamto nivasanti santo vasantaval lokahidam charantaha. Vasantavad, like the spring season, lokahitam charantaha, always conducting that wonderful mission of serving the people, serving the world. Just like the spring season, what is the specialty of the spring season? That is a season where most of the flowering plants will flower and a variety of smells will be there from the different plants. If the wind only remains where it is still, then the smell also will remain wherever it is. Because it is blowing, it collects the fragrance and it spreads, it takes to where it is not. In the same manner, Shanta Mahamto Nivasanti Santo Santaha, the Sadpurushas, the Sajjanas, the Sadgurus, Shanta Mahamto Nivasanti. They are the most peaceful and quiet people. They enjoy quietude in themselves. And they have got a very high aim. Mahantaha. All of you apparently have a very small objective. What is that? I must get married. Then my children should be married. There must be a profession. And each must have a house. And I should see them walk, go in a car comfortably. Not thinking about the neighbor or the others. This is all their circle. They are not interested in anything else. How can you call it? So they are not mahantaha, alpantaha. They don't have anything magnificent, great, honorable or adorable in the form of an ambition, aspiration, aim or objective in life. Shanta mahamto nivasanti. They are the people who live well, decorating the earth, ornamenting the earth, enriching the earth, enriching and contributing to the society to preserve the immortal treasure of wisdom. Can you imagine? I am reading from a text written nearly 1300 years back. I don't know whether the rest of the countries have any such literature which will be read. Even if it is read, it is only for intellectual stimulation or curiosity. This is a text that is written for enjoying the beatitude it provides. And anybody can read it. If you put us in prison, I will discuss Viveka Chudamani. Even the jail superintendent will come and listen to me. It's such a wonderful thing. Shanta mahamdo nivasanti santo. They are the people who live beautifully, magnanimously, magnificently in this world. Others are only what? Human poles. Just like lampposts, etc., they are also walking and moving human poles, that's all. They have no aim in life, no aspiration in life. They never think of the others and their welfare. At least they should think they may not be able to do anything. Shanta mahamto nivasanti santo vasantavad lokahitam charantaha. See, we are organizing a retreat. Quite a number of people are coming to look after them, to host them, to see that a proper menu is arranged, well cooked, well served, etc. All this requires attention, involvement, participation and other things. And certainly perhaps the members of the ashram feel a measure of load. I don't know whether they have any tension. Whenever this subject is discussed, I always feel Shanta mahamto nivasanti santo vasantavad lokahitam charantaha. What else shall we do? Be a spring season. Be the wind of the spring. Let Loka Sangraha flow from your heart, mind, eyes, hands and feet. If you can have a graceful mind, a lofty mind, a compassionate mind, a feeling that it is a great service that we render to the people. Our single Shankara walked throughout the length and breadth of the country, talking to people, at the same time writing tirelessly. He did all these things. Why did he do? What was his motivation? It was not for his wife. She did not pester him. It was not for the children. He did not have any hope. It was only the feeling of serving the people. What shall I do for mankind, humanity? I can only generate and try to preserve the immortal treasure our people had already evolved and preserved tenaciously for countless generations and millennia. Unless you have lofty and loftier thoughts, some people will say, my mother, my father, what is this mother? Cat also has a mother. Bull also has a mother. I don't understand. What is this mother ultimately expecting from the son? Who is this good mother? Shankara left his widowed mother and went, and nothing went wrong. If he had looked after his mother, do you ever have known it? Would you ever have known it? Because he became a great man, now we say he left the widowed mother, etc., etc. Suppose he had not become an important person, none of you would have referred to him at all. Good human life calls for sacrifice. calls for renunciation. This house is a household, bulb hold. It will never allow you to do anything good and great. It will always tie you down. All people are like crabs. Give me this much, give me this much. The other day somebody was discussing a question. An elderly wife tells the elderly husband, I cannot stand your mother, don't bring her here at all. Let us enter into divorce. This is the household mind. And they are preparing for a divorce. He is asking me for advice. What shall I say? Don't bring your mother to my house. I cannot look after her. Then who will look after my mother? I don't know. Our household. I cannot understand this. I don't think these householders will do a good job amongst themselves. They neither will do a good household nor will do something better. Both they will not do. What is this? How much of selfishness is there? Can you think of a divorce at the fag end of your life? What is this? We cannot make adjustments, sacrifices, etc. Vasantaval lokahitam charantaha. What do they do? Tirna swayam bhima bhavarnavam janan ahedunanyanapi tarayantaha. First of all, they cross over this terrific ocean of worldliness. They themselves cross over this worldly ocean. That is a graphic method of describing life and secular life. This worldly life is an ocean. And people only sink in it. They never go to the other shore. They are not able to reach. They neither have the strength, nor have the will, nor have the wish, nor have the inspiration. So they somehow cross over this worldliness. And then invite all the others, help all the others without any reason or provocation. Ahetuna anyanapi tarayantaha. Come, I will help you to cross this wonderful ocean. I have crossed it. Come, I will tell you what is the truth. Now this kind of a social interest, social compassion, societal inspiration. I am swabhavaha swatayeva yat parashramapanoda pravanam mahatmanam sudham suresha swayamarka karkasha prabhabhitaptam avadikshidim kila. Ayam swabhavaha swatayeva yat parashramapanoda pravanam mahatmanam. Bah. What a wonderful description is this. It is not a description. It is a standard set. It is a virtue presented before you. It is an ideal he holds before you. He is describing a Mahatma, but it is not a description. Whatever is the feature, excellence, virtue or characteristic of a great man, you practice this and you become great. If you want to learn driving, you only remain outside the car. What do? You sit and start driving. Practice what the driver does. Then you become a driver. Similarly, the lakshanas or characteristics of any man, if you start practicing them, you become great. Ayam swabhavaha. This kind of a selfless and compassionate benign life. Swatayeva yat parashramapanoda pravanam. What is this life? This life is one given to relieving others of their torments, difficulties, stress and strain. They are trying to relieve others of their burden. That crying inspiration, inarrestable call, that ceaseless passion to help others, this is characteristic of the Mahatmas. And he gives an example. Sudham Suresha Swayameva Karkasha Prabhabhitaptam Avadikshidim Kila. It is just like the moon. unfailingly coming to the sky periodically except on new moon day. When does the moon rise? After the sun sets, or nearly when he is about to set. Sometimes even before that. What is the sun doing? Sun is doing not merely shedding light, but scorching the people and the surface of the earth. So we certainly say, oh sun, it's too hot, I cannot go out at all. So the sun is constantly scorching the people and the earth, and the moon every day comes when the sun sets. I will now cool. I will give my comfortable radiance and cool and refresh the people. So the worldly life is like the sun scorching you, and the Mahatma's life is like the moon which cools and comforts you. Just like the moon is shedding its cool radiance, in the same manner, these people will always be shedding their cool wisdom to cool and comfort your heart. And this is characteristic of them. Never think that there is a motivation for them, and become untiring in doing so. Do you like to recite these verses? Huh? We will go to the 37, Shanta Mahanto. Ma, will you recite? Don't.
Shanta Mahanto Nivasanti Santo.
Shanta Mahanto Nivasanti Santo.
Vasanta Valloka Hitam Charantaha. Tirna Swayam Bhima Bhavarnavam Janan.
Tirna Swayam Bhima Bhavarnavam Janan.
Ahetu Nanyana Pitarayantaha.
Ahetu Nanyana Pitarayantaha.
Bhalo Haini, Bhalo Bolo Na. Bhalo Haini.
Shanta Mahanto Nivasanti Santo.
Shanta Mahanto Nivasanti Santo.
Vasanta Valloka Hitam Charantaha.
Vasanta Valloka Hitam Charantaha.
Tirna Swayam Bhima Bhavarnavam Janan. Ahetu Nanyana Pitarayantaha.
Ahetu Nanyana Pitarayantaha.
Ayam Swabhava Swateva Yatpara.
Ayam Swabhava Swateva Yatpara.
Shramapanoda Pravanam Mahatmanam. Ayam Swabhava Swateva Yatpara.
Ayam Swabhava Swateva Yatpara.
Shramapanoda Pravanam Mahatmanam.
Shramapanoda Pravanam Mahatmanam.
Sudham Shuresha Swayamarka Karkasha. Prabhavi taptam avatikshitim kila. Ayam swabhava swateva yatpara.
Ayam swabhava swateva yatpara.
Shramapanoda pravanam mahatmanam. Sudham Shuresha Swayamarka Karkasha.
Sudham Shuresha Swayamarka Karkasha.
Prabhavi Taptam Avatikshitim Kila.
Now, this is the nature of the Sadguru. He is an embodiment of compassion. He is an embodiment and personification of spiritual wisdom. He has crossed the ocean of worldliness, and now he is ready to help others. When the Shishya goes to him and seeks his assistance, guidance or instruction, he is ready for it. But he will not do it unless he is sought. So the seeker has to go before him. And he says, this is the way. This is the way a seeker submits himself to the question or seeking of his heart. Katham tareyam bhava sindhu medam kava gadirme kadamostyupayaha janena kinjit kripayavamam prabho samsara dukkha kshati madanushva. Katham tareyam bhava sindhu medam katham tareyam edam bhava sindhu. How shall I cross this worldly ocean? It seems to be impossible for me. I am born, I am living, I have eyes to see, ears to hear. I have also gone through some of the scriptures and learned something. But all this is of no avail. I am not able to make any effort and I don't have a hope of salvation. So please tell me, katham tareyam bhavasindhum edam. Edam bhavasindhum katham tareyam. There seems to be a secret. I have to take a leap with a lot of confidence. And that confidence should take me ahead and make me reach the shore. How is that? Kava gatirme kadamostyupayaha. What is the fate that is going to be on me? Kadamostyupayaha. There must be evidently some kind of a secret or a hidden path, following which it should become rather easy. You have succeeded in doing so. So please tell me, janena kinchid. I don't know anything. This is what Arjuna told in Kurukshetra, sitting on his chariot to Krishna, the charioteer. I know nothing. Become an instructor. Advise me what is the supreme shreyas, felicity for me. Kripayava mam prabho samsara dukkha kshatim adanushva. Janena kinchidu kripaya ava mam prabho. My dear Lord, I know nothing. Protect me. Samsara dukkha kshati matanushva. I am being repeatedly beaten, hit, tormented, perplexed by this worldly life. Now this is the attitude that you must have. I will recite it. Follow me. Katham tareyam bhava sindhu medam. Katham tareyam bhava sindhu medam. Kava gadirme kadamostyupayaha. Kava gadirme kadamostyupayaha. Janena kinchid kripayava mam prabho. Janena kinchid kripayava mam prabho. Samsara dukkha kshati madanushva. Samsara dukkha kshati madanushva. After listening to the disciple, the words of assurance come from the teacher. Whenever somebody comes and seeks refuge under him, the first thing that he should do is, do not worry, be consoled, I shall look after it. The first should be a relieving assurance, a sure hope and comfort. So he says, Ma bhaishta vidvan tavanastyapayaha samsara sindhostarane stupayaha yenaiva yata yatayosya param tameva margam tavanirdishami. Ma bhaishta vidvan tavanastyapayaha. మా భయిష్ట మై డియర్ బాయ్ మై డియర్ సన్ ఆర్ డాటర్ డూ నాట్ ఫియర్ ఆఫ్టర్ ఆల్ యూ హ్యావ్ కమ్ టు మై ప్రెసెన్స్ ఐ ఆమ్ ఎ పర్సన్ బిలాంగింగ్ టు దట్ డైనాస్టీ వేర్ ఆల్ ద పీపుల్ హూ కమ్ టు అస్ వీఆర్ దేర్ టు ప్రొటెక్ట్ దెమ్ టు రిలీవ్ దెమ్ టు గివ్ దెమ్ సేఫ్టీ టు మేక్ దెమ్ ఇమ్మార్టల్ వీ హ్యావ్ దట్ ట్రెషర్ ఇన్ అస్ ఐ విల్ ఇంపార్ట్ ఇట్ టు యూ ఐ విల్ బిక్వీత్ ఇట్ టు యూ మా భయిష్ట బై మియర్లీ సీకింగ్ సాల్వేషన్ అండ్ ఫ్రీడమ్ ఇన్ దిస్ మేనర్ యూ హ్యావ్ బికమ్ ఎ విద్వాన్ యు ఆర్ నో మోర్ ఎ ఫూల్ ఆల్ ది అదర్స్ ఆర్ ఫూల్స్ బట్ యూ హ్యావ్ బికమ్ ఎన్లైటన్ మా భయిష్ట విద్వన్ తవ నాస్త్యపాయ దెర్ విల్ బి నో డిస్ట్రక్షన్ ఆర్ డేంజర్ ఫర్ యూ అట్ ఆల్ సంసార సింధో తరణే అస్తి ఉపాయ దెర్ ఈస్ సర్టన్లీ ఎ క్లెవర్ అండ్ డెక్స్టరస్ మీన్స్ టు ఓవర్కమ్ దిస్ సాంసారిక్ ప్లైట్ దిస్ వరల్డ్లీ ఓషన్ దెర్ ఇస్ ఎ వే ఆఫ్ క్రాసింగ్ ఇట్ ఏనైవ యాతాః యతయోస్య పారం తమేవ మార్గం తవ నిర్దిశామి ఐ విల్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్ట్ యు ఇంపార్ట్ యు ఐ విల్ షేర్ విత్ యు దట్ వండర్ఫుల్ నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ మీన్స్ అడాప్టింగ్ విచ్ ఆల్ ద పీపుల్ ఇన్ ద పాస్ట్ హ్యావ్ సక్సీడెడ్ ఇన్ ఓవర్కమింగ్ ద వరల్డ్ మిట్టిగేటింగ్ ద వరల్డ్ క్రాసింగ్ ద వరల్డ్లీ ఓషన్ యాక్చువల్లీ right from the beginning when the worldliness and world started this upaya also started I told you about mundaka upanishad the mundaka upanishad was an instruction given by brahma the self born to his son so right from the creation right from the first man so far as india is concerned the spiritual knowledge of salvation was also concurrent there right from the beginning it is not something new the cry is old The cry is old. The relief also is equally old. The distress is very ancient. The redress also is ancient. When the world was there, the stifling effects of the world were there. The revealing effects of wisdom also were equally gifted to mankind. So we are not an impoverished nation. We have great inner treasure. Far greater than what you can think of in the form of gold, silver, platinum and such other things. So he says, Yenaiva yada, by holding on to which, by which path the other people followed, pursued and they attained their goal, the same marga I will instruct you. It is not something new, it is well tried, well tested and well proven. మా భయిష్ట విద్వన్ తవ నాస్త్యపాయ సంసార సింధోస్తరణే స్త్యుపాయ ఏనైవ యాత యతయోస్య పారం తమేవ మార్గం తవ నిర్దిశామి మా భయిష్ట విద్వంస్తవ నాస్త్యపాయ
సంసార
సింధోస్తరణే స్త్యుపాయ ఏనైవ యాత యతయోస్య పారం తమేవ మార్గం తవ నిర్దిశామి ద డిసైపుల్ వాస్ రిలీవ్డ్ హీ ఫెల్ట్ ఎ లాట్ ఆఫ్ రిలీఫ్ అష్యూరెన్స్ హోప్ కంఫర్ట్ టు సమ్ ఎక్స్టెంట్ స్టెబిలిటీ ఆల్సో హీ నౌ స్పెసిఫైస్ వాట్ హీ వాంట్స్ టు నో దిస్ ఈస్ ద వే యూ హ్యావ్ టు థింక్ హౌ బ్యూటిఫుల్లీ ఇట్ ఈస్ ప్రెసెంటెడ్ Venkatraman, why are you looking at it again and again? Once you know the number, then you focus on the book. Ko nama bandhah kathamesha agatah katham pradishtasya katham vimokshah కోసావనాత్మా పరమకాత్మా తయోర్వివేక కథమేతదుచ్యతాం. అర్జున వాస్ కన్ఫ్రంటెడ్ ఇన్ ద కురుక్షేత్ర బ్యాటిల్ ఫీల్డ్ అండ్ ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ హీ సెడ్ ఐ ఎమ్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు ఫైట్. Fight is not an answer or a want for me. So he threw away, so to say, his weapons and sat on the chariot in disgust, in protest and in resignation. Then Krishna came up with a few critical remarks. Because it was Krishna who criticized him, he lent a lot of value to what he said. So he re-examined his position and then started speaking not so much from the mind but from intelligence and reason. Are you following me? Initially it was an emotional distress that he expressed. Now he survived, the tears stopped and he started making a rational inquiry. What was the inquiry? Katham bhishmam aham sankhye ద్రోణం చ మధుసూదన ఇషుభిహి ప్రతియోత్స్యామి పూజార్హ వరిసూదన. ఐ అగ్రీ దట్ ఐ హ్యావ్ టు ఫైట్ బట్ మై క్వశ్చన్ ఈస్ హౌ. సో యూ హ్యావ్ టు టెల్ మీ ఎ మీన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఫైటింగ్. హుమ్? భీష్మ, మై గ్రాండ్ ఫాదర్, హూ హ్యాడ్ పుట్ మీ ఆన్ హీస్ ల్యాప్ అండ్ గివెన్ మీ మోర్సెల్స్ ఆఫ్ ఫుడ్ వెన్ ఐ వాజ్ యంగ్. That grandfather is standing in my front. The moment I see him, I must fall at his feet and worship. Instead of that, you say, stand up, use piercing arrows and thrust him. How is it possible, Krishna? I agree that I have to fight, but how? How? Where from do I get that strength to fight? Emotion is very strong. Reason is there, but I want to know what is that standpoint on which I can firmly stand and then fight. Katham was the question. He does not say I will not fight, but how, he was asking. So he says, ko nama bandhaha kathamesha agataha katham pratishthasya katham vimokshaha kosavanatma పరమకాత్మా తయోర్వివేక కథమేదదుచ్యతాం. ఇన్ మై ర్యాంబ్లింగ్ ఇన్ ద ఫారెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ వేదాంత ఐ హ్యావ్ కమ్ టు సీ అండ్ హియర్ క్వైట్ ఎ నంబర్ ఆఫ్ థింగ్స్. ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ సౌండ్స్ ఫర్ మీ, వర్డ్స్ ఫర్ మీ. ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్. దేర్ సీమ్స్ టు బి ఎ లాట్ ఆఫ్ కాన్ఫ్లిక్ట్ ఇన్ మై మైండ్ యాజ్ ఐ అప్రోచ్ ద సబ్జెక్ట్. So he specifies, ko nama bandhaha. People say that we have some bondage. Bondage. What is this bondage? I don't find any iron or silver chain around my neck or around my feet. Then what is this bandha? Bondage. Kathamesha agataha. How has it come about? Where from has it come? And where is this bondage? Up to now, I am not able to find a torch which I can press and find out, here is the bondage. This is its material. No. What is this bondage? Where from has it come? Katham pratishthasya. How does it continue? When our parents gave birth to us, I thought that they gave birth to the body. Now, is it that they gave birth to a bondage also inside the body? What is this? Katham pratishthasya, and it seems to be perpetuating over countless janmas, generations. Katham vimokshaha, if such an old strong bondage it is, how can you get relief from it? People say it is possible to have moksha. So how is this moksha had? Where is this bondage? How does it perpetuate itself? About what you say bondage? Is it in the body? No. Is it in the mind? I don't know. Is it in the intelligence? Is it in the ego? These are inner phenomena. I cannot penetrate there. So I am not able to understand what is this bondage. Kosavanatma paramahkatma The word Atma is very common and they jumble the whole lot of it. Jivatma, Paramatma, Atma. Then Pavitratma, Apavitratma, Shuddhatma, Vishuddhatma. They speak of a number of things. What is this? Atma and Anatma. Atma itself is not known. They also say Anatma. That is confusion, worse, confounded. Kosavanatma, Paramahkatma. What is this normal Atma? And what is meant by Paramatma? Tayor vivegaha. The art and process of distinguishing them, discriminating them. How is it? If these are concepts, please let me know what concept signifies what and what makes the distinction from it. So the whole process seems to be something inner related to the mind and the intelligence. Even the mind and the intelligence are imperceptible to me. So their handiwork also is imperceptible. So I have come here to know precisely what are these concepts. Give me sufficient clarity, as a result of which I will know what is what. Ko nama bandhaha kathamesha agataha. Katham pradishthasya katham vimokshaha. Kosavanatma paramahka atma.
Kosavanatma paramahka atma.
Tayor vivekah katham etad
uchyatam. Tayor vivekah katham etad uchyatam.
Ko nama bandhah katham esha agatah. Katham pradishthasya katham vimokshah. Kosavanatma paramah katma. Tayor vivekah katham etad uchyatam. Shankara continues the instruction. I am only quoting a few verses. In the matter of understanding and also transmitting this wonderful spiritual wisdom, don't think that it is eloquence that matters. Nor does erudition become effective. There is something quite different from mere scholarship, verbosity. Something quite different. So there is a clear condemnation of the so-called verbal excellence. Reading all shastras, quoting from all of them, speaking vociferously about them, ha 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 ha. This will not work, he says. Vagvaikari shabdajari shastravyakhyana kaushalam vaidushyam vidushaam tadvad bhuktaye Nadu muktaye. Oh. All this scholarly excellence, it may be able to get some money for you, recognition for you, but none of them will take you to the threshold of liberation. You know, this is something that seekers of truth should read thousands of times. Let them not get lost in scholarship at all. We don't want to be scholars. No, 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 no. We want to read the scriptures to understand the message. Pursue them in ourselves. Reach a level of perfection. It is never meant to be a scholar. Scholarship is denounced outright, condemned outright. Vagvaikari shabdajari. The first years of my Jamshedpur life, one day I always quote poetry. One day I decided I will speak something from Shankara, from that Adhyasa Bhashya. So I said something. युष्मदस्मत् प्रत्ययगोचरयोः विषयविषयिणोः तमःप्रकाशवद्विरुद्धस्वभावयोः इतरेतरभावानुपपत्तौ सिद्धायां. പിന്നെന്താ ഇതരേതരഭാവാനുപപത്തി. സോ വെൻ ഐ സെറ്റ് ദിസ് ആൻഡ് എക്സ്പ്ലെയിനിങ് അവർ മാധവൻ സെറ്റ് സ്വാമിജി നോട്ട് അറ്റ് ഓൾ അപ്പീലിംഗ് ടു അസ്. ഇറ്റ് വാസ് എ വെരി ഗുഡ് സെൻറ്റൻസ്. സിമിലർലി ഇൻ ദ മാണ്ഡൂക്യോപനിഷത്ത് ദർ ഈസ് സംതിങ് വാട്ട് ഈസ് ദാറ്റ് അദൃഷ്ടമവ്യവഹാര്യമഗ്രാഹ്യമലക്ഷണമചിന്യമവ്യപദേശ്യമേകാത്മപ്രത്യസാരം പ്രപഞ്ചോപശമം ശാന്തം ശിവമദ്വൈതം ചതുർത്ഥം മന്യന്തേ സാത്മാ സവിജ്ഞേയ. സീ, ദിസ് കൈൻഡ് ഓഫ് എ സ്കോളർഷിപ്പ് ഈസ് നോട്ട് വാട്ട് ഈസ് റിക്വയർഡ്. അവർ ശാസ്ത്രാസ് ആർ റിവീലിംഗ് ദ ട്രൂത്ത്, റിവീലിംഗ് ദ ട്രൂത്ത്. That truth should be revealed to us. We should understand and realize it. The purpose of reading the scriptures is to understand the subject ourselves and be satisfied, be led by them, be guided by them, and realize your goal. And in the process, if something comes to be, you may be able to talk when necessary. It is not something to be attempted merely by a textual course of learning. This is what he says very clearly here. For the sadhakas, this kind of a denouncement is very, very important. Vedanta is totally focused on our own personality. It does not think of a God, speak about a God. We don't denounce God, that's all. God is there, rely upon him, he will look after you, that's all. The entire sadhana is completely resting upon your own being, your own personality. The one area where you get connected to this world is very, very specific. It is the five sensory organs on your body. We get connected to the world only through the eyes, through the ear, through the nose, through the tongue and through the skin. All your trouble is not in the world, but in your senses. These senses are very dangerous, and the dangerous character of the senses he describes beautifully. Shabdadibhif panjabhireva panja panjatvamabhuswagunena baddha kuranga matanga patanga meena ഭൃംഗാനര പഞ്ചഭിരഞ്ജിതഃ കിം. ശബ്ദാദിഭിഃ പഞ്ചഭിരേവ പഞ്ച പഞ്ചത്വമാപുസ്വഗുണേന ബദ്ധാഃ കുരംഗമാതംഗ പതംഗമീന ഭൃംഗാനര പഞ്ചഭിരഞ്ജിതഃ കിം. മൈ ഡിയർ മാൻ, യു ഷുഡ് അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ് ദ ഡേഞ്ചർ ദാറ്റ് യുവർ ഫൈവ് സെൻസസ് ക്യാൻ വർക്ക് ഫോർ യു. There are so many animals in this world where one sensory organ alone kills them. What are they? Kuranga, matanga, patanga, meena. One is the deer. A particular deer, it is very fond of music. When the hunter comes and plays that specific music, it remains spellbound. So much spellbound that he shoots and kills. Matanga, the tusker elephant, what do? They make a pit in the forest, huge pit, cover it up, camouflage it. And they take a female elephant and tie it around. These female elephants are wonderful. When the male comes to fondle the female elephant, she will cleverly manage and drop him in the pit. And he is caught. It appears that the male tusker, he is so fond of a touch, the touch of the female, that is also caught. Kuranga matanga patanga meena. You can see the moth in hundreds, they fly. Pa pa, when burning fire is there, They don't understand that they will be killed. They are so fond of it, attracted, allured, so they die. Mean fish. I don't know whether you have seen. Go to a tank where fish is there. Throw anything. Suddenly the fish will come. And if it is not a food, it will spit it. It will not wait to see whether it is to be swallowed or not. Similarly, the dangler, he is called, no? The man who catches food? Angler, yes. That angler goes and catches hold of him. Bhringaha, a particular type of bee is there. It is very much fond of the smell of the champa flower. It is so much smelling and it is attracted, it goes there and it dies because of that contact. Now this is the fate of five distinct beings. Now in your case, all the five senses are strong in you, my dear man. So for one death of theirs, you will have five deaths. Remember this. Your enemy is your senses. We should be decorated by the senses, ornamented by the senses, befriended by the senses. Instead of getting befriended, what is happening? So, be very careful. Shabdadibhif panjabhireva pancha. Panjatvamabhu swagunena baddha. Kuranga matanga patanga meena. Bhringanara panjabhiranjidakim. Shabdadibhif panjabhireva pancha. Panjatvamabhu swagunena baddha. Kuranga matanga patanga meena. Bhringanara panjabhiranjidakim. How does spirituality work? What does it make of us? It is something that you have to think seriously. I went through Viveka Chudamani. There are 500 and odd verses. And I was always glancing through. Where are those verses which will give me a message, a direction? Where is that special touch point? I always used to feel like this. All these verses are collected from there. Vishuddha sattvasya gunah prasadaha swatma anubhuti parama prashantihi triptihi praharshaha paramatmanishtha yaya sadanandarasam samrchati. Vishuddha sattvasya gunah prasadaha swatma anubhuti parama prashantihi tripti praharsha paramatmanishtha yaya sadanandarasam samrchati. See, this appears in 111th verse. Viveka Chudamani contains 500 and odd, 56 verses or so. Huh? 119, yes, I made a mistake. See, it makes your being what we call, normally you have a bodily being, an impure being. When you start practicing spirituality or embodying spiritual and spiritual elements in you, we become purer and purer and purer. I would like to say there is a biochemical transformation. There is a biological transformation. The transformation is brought about in the biological body. But the way it is worked is not through medicines or food intake. It's all wrought by the psycho-intellectual part of your being. So we interact with our wisdom. We think, we stimulate our intelligence. We imbibe this wisdom, all these wonderful words. And there is a constant progressive purification going on. And then, when your sattva, the inner being, becomes vishuddha, very holy and pure, then automatically you have these radiances. What are they? Vishuddha sattvasya, one who is sufficiently purified. Gunaha, he starts imbibing and manifesting, displaying qualities. Which are they? Prasadaha. Prasadaha, cheerfulness, placidity, contentment. He is no more morose. He will not be sulking in. He will always have a pleasant disposition. Prasadaha, the mind becomes prasanna. Swatmanubhutihi, he starts feeling, experiencing what is the self. It is no more a quest, no more a doubt, no more an intellectual proposition. He starts experiencing it within himself. Just like the heat in your body, air in your body, the sweat in your body, the mind and thoughts within, he starts experiencing the substratum called the consciousness. Paramaprasantihi, he has supreme quietude. Because this is the last thing that he has to know. When he starts experiencing this, all other aspirations were earlier. Now everything is gone. He has found his focus and locus. He has got it now. So it is a kind of a shanti that comes to him at the end of his search. There is nothing more for him to get. Paramaprasantihi, supreme quietude. Triptihi, contentment. Praharshaha, exhilaration. Are you following? Triptihi, praharshaha, paramatmanishtha. All these things give rise to something called paramatmanishtha. Paramatmanishtha is a nishtha where the knowledge and realization of the self alone become your pursuit, your prevalence, your attainment. You are no more a seeker. You have become a siddha. You will not find any element of a routine in him. An idol is taken, worshipped early in the morning, he gets up and nothing. It becomes a very natural process for him. Paramatma itself becomes the nishtha. Atma is in the way of knowledge. He has only known it. He has not got it. He has not possessed it. It was already there. It is there. It will be there. So he has to do nothing about it, only to know. That knowledge he has had. So Paramatma knowledge becomes his nishtha. Yaya, by virtue of which, sadanandarasam samrichyati. He attains in ample measure that constant and overflowing blissfulness in himself. This is the rubbing stone for you. Vishuddha sattvasya guna prasadaha swatmanubhudeh paramaprasantihi triptihi praharshaha paramatmanishtha yaya sadanandarasam samrichyati. So there is no doubt. It is all a realization, it is all a fullness, it is all an attainment, it is all a becoming and being right here and now.
Vishuddha sattvasya guna prasadaha. Svatmanubhuti parama prashantihi. Tripti praharsha paramatmanishtha.
Tripti praharsha paramatmanishtha.
yaya sadanandarasam samrichyati. Vishuddha sattvasya gunah prasadah. Svatmanubhuti parama prashantihi. Tripti praharsha paramatmanishtha. Yaya sadanandarasam samrichyati.
Prabuddham vimuktam vikaradihinam prasannam sadanitya bodhaswarupam param nischalam nirgunam sarvarupam bhajeham sadanusmarami pranaumi. Prabuddham vimuktam vikaradihinam prasannam sadanitya bodhaswarupam param nischalam nirgunam sarvarupam bhajeham sadanusmarami pranaumi.